So unofficially, after the results today, and we'll just remind you of those results as well. Dunloe drawing late against Four Masters to get a share of the spoils. Dunloe won 13, Four Masters 16 points. St. Michael's won today by 4 points in Glanties, beating Niamh Connell 218 to 117. As we said, congratulations to Gador, 2 point winners against McCool's, 15-2-7. And the other game in Townie, a huge result for Kilcar as they beat Glenswally by a massive 19 points. It finished 420 to 110 was how that game ended. So, what that means, unofficially, this of course will all be confirmed by Donegal GAA later this evening. Unofficially, the table as we see it. Gwydor have topped the table with 8 points, the only team to win four from four. Dunloe were also unbeaten in this campaign, winning three and drawing one today, which means they finish on 7. And then we come into the teams all sitting on 6 points. Kilcar have finished third in the standings on 6 points with a plus 22 score difference. St. Michael's have finished fourth on 6 points with plus 21. So that means Gwydor, Dunloe, Kilcar and St. Michael's, as we see it unofficially, are straight through to the quarterfinals. St. Eunan's, who were top of the table this morning after their one last night, they dropped to fifth. They finish on 6 points, but their score difference is plus 15. Four Masters, they sit on 5 points following that draw today. So we'll just make a quick live change to the table. Four Masters actually finish on 5 points with that draw, and it means that they finish on plus 5. McCool's also finishing on 5 points, but they finish with a score difference of plus 12. So that means that they swap places, which means McCool's are sixth in the table, finishing on 5 points, and they are on plus 12 score difference, while Four Masters, they finish in seventh on 5 points with a score difference of plus 5. Are you following me here?
Following you. Listen, Jeff Shrees doesn't ever have to do this, Sash, and he gets it all done and it's piped into his ear. Good man, well done.
Elsewhere, Niamh Connell have finished 8th on 4 points with 2 wins with a score difference of minus 1. Killybegs have finished 9th on 4 points with a score difference of minus 1. The reason that Niamh Connell is ahead of Killybegs, first of all, it goes to the head-to-head, which doesn't come into play here. Then it goes to games won. Both sides have won 2 games. Then it goes to score difference. Both teams have finished on minus 1. And then the last deciding factor is scores 4. And Niamh Connell have 4 more scores than Killybegs. So Niamh Connell finished 8th, Killybegs finished 9th. But it's not going to matter because they're going to meet in the next game. Finishing 10th is Glenswally on 3 points. Downings and Termon, of course, in 11th and 12th respectively on 2 points, separated there by score difference. So again, unofficially, that means it's 5th against 12th, which would be St. Eunan's against Termon, a repeat of last night's group game in the prelim quarter-final. Finishing in 6th position is McCool's, and they will take on the 11th place team, which is Downings. Finishing 7th is Four Masters. They will play the 10th place team, which is Glenswally. And then we've got 8th against 9th, Niamh Connell against Killybegs. So there you go, Brendan.
Some interesting games in there, Oisin, and particularly even after today's results. I mean, who would have seen that defeat there to Niamh Connell at home in the game? They really needed to win. You know, Oisin, we didn't see that coming, and fair play to St. Michael's, and the score that Kilcar put up, you know, is amazing. No one could call that game, Oisin. So Kilcar to win so convincingly, and again, an ever-improving Four Masters, really putting it up. They done low at home last year's finalists, and have started the season so well, Oisin. So even going on today's results, it's really hard to look at those games in the prelim quarterfinals and pick winners from them. Of course, St. Eunan's, much like last year, just about missing out on that automatic, and there, as you say, it wasn't much in that game in the end last night, Oisin, in the Burn Road. So every other game, Oisin, in there, very, very hard to call, and that's, I think there's been an evening out in the championship, particularly from a few seasons back, where teams have really got their act together. They've been difficult to beat, and I think the new rules is allowing for teams to narrow the gap in terms of abilities and teams that you think will definitely come through, Oisin. So I think everybody in our prelim quarterfinals think we're in with an opportunity of making it to the quarters.
Just to confirm those prelim quarterfinal games for you one more time, but this is how we see it. It's unofficial, but it will be made official later on by Donegal GAA. Finishing 5th, St. Eunan's take on 12th place Termon. 6th finishing is McCool's, who play the 11th place Downings. 7th place, Four Masters, will take on 10th place Glen Swilly, and 8th v 9th, which is Neve Connell against Killybegs, a huge game up that end of the county as well. That's the four prelim quarterfinals, and already safely through to the quarterfinals are four teams. Top in the group, Gweedore with 4 wins from four. Dunloe finished second with 3 wins and a draw. And with big scoring wins today, Kilcar and St Michael's have brought themselves into the quarterfinals and get a rest for a week as well. They finish in third and fourth respectively. So that wraps off our coverage from the Donegal GA Centre here in Convoy, which is now empty, apart from some of the press area here, and it's draped in glorious sunshine on this autumn evening. Hope you enjoyed our coverage. Thanks for listening in on Highland Radio Sunday Sport, and for our viewers on Donegal GA TV in association with streamsport.ie. Hope you enjoyed the coverage as well. And of course, for details of all the upcoming games, and indeed recapping on all the matches that have been played so far, you can check out the Donegal GA and the Stream Sport social media channels.